Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning. As you know, this is a spiritual ministry, and we don't do any dogmas. So we all are welcome. We don't operate in a box here, okay? This is a big tent show. So I'm not concerned about what your religious affiliation, who you are, what you do, and what your other spiritual beliefs or whatever it is. You are welcome here because we deal in truth and reality here, okay? We deal with spiritual truths and principles that are proven and researched. So we are not operating in a small box here. So I want to welcome all of my old listeners. Welcome back. Appreciate you. All of my new listeners, I want to welcome you as well, okay? For my new listeners, I always try to do a sort of a disclaimer because to some people who may be coming off of Facebook or off of Twitter are not quite sure about the show. Okay, guys, hey, look, this is not a traditional church service. We are a metaphysical, spiritual ministry, and that is what it is. And hopefully you will enjoy it. Hopefully you will gain something from it. If you decide to stick around and listen, I'm sure that it will be helpful for you, okay? The purpose of me doing this show with you is to give you something that you can use not only on a Sunday afternoon of listening to the show and feeling good, but and then on Monday you feel empty. I want you to be able to use these principles in your daily life to be able to enhance your life. I don't do this just to get people excited and get them all pumped up, and you know, that's not the benefit of what I'm doing here and what the show is all about. This show is about giving you things that you can utilize to enhance your life every day. That is so, so important, beloved one. So I want you to be able to utilize it. I always suggest that you get a pen and some paper so you can take some notes, you know, and you might want to double check some things because I'm not asking you to believe me blindly. I'm telling you, if whatever I say to you, go to the back and double check. If it don't sound right to you, then, hey, you don't have to accept it. But you can go and check for your own self, okay? I usually do a lot of research when I do these shows, okay? So a lot of the things that I'm telling you are things that I have researched myself and things that Spirit has brought forward to me. You know, I do my part, but I open myself up for Spirit to bring forward. I'm a vessel, okay? So I'm just allowing myself to be used here in order to be able to bring a word of encouragement and word of knowledge to you, okay? So, you know, most of you know that I always believe in prayer. So before we get started with today's show, which I am so, so excited about, let's open up with a prayer. We always need that because, and I know about you, but I know I need it to get centered and to be able to deliver to you that which I need to do, okay? So we're going to get started with that. So, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, I give thanks and gratitude this day for your power, allowing us to be able to be here, allowing us to be able to just to be in this precious space this morning. We know this afternoon, we know that you are the source of all the things that show up in our life, and we know that you are the life force that lives within us. We are not separate from you, but we are a part of you, and you are a part of us, and we give that gratitude and thanks. I thank you, God, for allowing each one of these beloved ones to be woken this morning with good health and good mental understanding and consciousness of who they are. And we know that, God, if we have another day, we will be able to learn because you're always opening us up and we are always bringing in positive energy and attracting into our lives that which we have created. So we just today come humbly open and receptive to those powerful energy that come into us today. We know that you will flow in us in a way that's going to enhance our consciousness as we elevate ourselves to a higher state of awareness and consciousness, God. We know that we need your power. So we call in all the archangels today, each one of them to come in to be able to bring forth energy and power into this program and to be able to touch each one. We call in from all the higher beings in the higher realms. We call in for all the ancestors to come and be with us today and all the guardian angels for each one of us to be responsive and give us power to move forth. And most of all, God, I ask to be a vessel today. Allow me to be a vessel so you can flow your energy through me and it will touch someone that will help them in their growth process and help them to move higher in their state of consciousness, knowing that you are the source and knowing that all is well. And so we say this morning, and so it is. Amen. Okay, beloved ones, we always got to give proper respect to the creative source, you know, that gives us breath and wake us up every morning. If you don't give thanks and gratitude to that entity, then, you know, I just feel sorry for you. You got to realize that that energy inside of you is the God that is the Spirit of God that lives within you. So we just want to give gratitude and thanks for that. And hopefully you all was able to tune into last week's show. If you wasn't able to listen to it, you can always go back and archive. You know, my shows are all archived, so you can go back and listen to the show at any time. Okay, and that's one of the beautiful things I like about doing Blog Talk. There's other forms of communication and other ways of doing communicating in today. People are doing Zoom and different things. But I kind of like this because you can go back and listen to the show later on. A lot of people do. Most, matter of fact, I would say probably 50% of the people that listen to this show do it after the show time. And they go back and listen, and they tell their friends and family to tune in. So that's great. That's good. I love that. All right. So today is going to be a very powerful lesson, you know, because I call this Breakthrough Sunday, the power of forgiveness, because it's a power. It's a universal law, okay? The power of forgiveness is a universal law. And if you're able to, have full understanding of what I'm saying to you today, and that you, if you are able to implement what I'm saying today, then I'm going to consider this as Breakthrough Sunday, because this lesson will help you to have breakthroughs in your life, beloved ones. Anything that's holding you back or keeping you confined and you want to excel and want to raise yourself and raise to a higher state of consciousness and awareness, this lesson will open you up more than you realize ever. Because I know you've all heard the term, the power of forgiveness, but do you implement it and utilize it in the power that it is? It is a powerful law. You know, along with the law of attraction, I would say this is one of the most powerful laws. You know, beloved ones, besides loving God, which should be our highest expectation, then loving yourself, the power of forgiveness is the next thing. Loving God, number one, loving yourself, then utilizing the power of forgiveness, because that is what is really important, that you're going to find that it will keep you moving and not hold you in the past. Because when you hold on to things, it's keeping you in your past. And we don't want that. See, beloved ones, beloved Jesus, in his crucifixion, that whole process that was done for several reasons. We talked about some of that last week, but I'm just going to share this with you. Jesus demonstrated the power of forgiveness. That was one of the things that he came here on planet Earth to be able to give to us as a tool to help us in our journey here on planet Earth, was to be able to forgive. And it's not always the easiest, but it's something that you have to do if you want to move forward. Okay, beloved ones, like I said, that was part of Jesus' assignment, to show you how to utilize that power and how powerful it is. I want to just share a scripture with you, how that came about. In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I'm going to read that again. That's in Luke 23, verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, what they're doing." The question is, who was Jesus doing that for? For himself, or for the soldiers who were performing the crucifixion and doing this horrible thing to him? Why did he do that? Why did he say that at the time? Can you just imagine? Here, someone has just stuck a sword up inside of your rib cage and you're in pain, and you're saying, instead of screaming and hollering, you're saying, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Just imagine, beloved ones, we have a problem forgiving people because they said something bad about us. But here Jesus is going through a torturous situation, and he had enough understanding and consciousness about the power of forgiveness. So that should tell you something, that if you're really going to believe in the teachings of the beloved Jesus Christ, then you should understand that was one of his missions to be able to do, to teach us about doing, about forgiveness. See, Jesus understood that the soldiers who did the actual crucifixion were following military orders. Now, for all of us who have been in the military, or maybe you knew family members in the military, one thing about the military, soldiers are trained to carry out orders. And sometimes they carry out orders that they shouldn't carry out, but they do carry them out because you're taught to be obedient to your commander. And so when they do what they do it because someone tells them to do it, okay? And that's what military soldiers do. That they're trained to obey and carry out orders. So the soldiers were just carrying out the orders of their commanders. And Jesus was well aware that those soldiers didn't have anything personal against him. They had nothing against him. Some of them probably never even heard of him and knew about him, but they know they was carrying out these orders that they was told to carry out. See, Jesus did not want to carry that feeling of hate and guilt into his new dimension. He did not want to go through that process. He understood that the act of forgiveness was so, so important, and he did not want to go through that, and he did not even want those soldiers to go through that process. He didn't want them to have the feeling of guilt for what they had done, and because he knew that they were being told to do it. And he also knew himself that in his own consciousness, he didn't want to carry any anger into his new dimension. Although he understood his dimension, he understood what he was doing and the process was going to happen, he still did not want to go into the next dimension having that guilt and feelings of that burden holding on to him. Okay, Jesus understood that was something that would not be good. So, beloved ones, when you hold on to hate, resentment, a negative of any form, you are creating that feeling to come back to you. Is that really what you want? You upset with someone else, but every time you are feeling anger and feeling ill feeling toward that individual, you're not hurting that individual, beloved ones. You're hurting yourself. So you have to learn to release that. And we're going to talk more about releasing those feelings so you can be free. Because I want you to be able to ascend and go to your higher state of consciousness, and that you need to be aware that you cannot be connected to that person by continually holding on to those feelings. So every time you hold on to those feelings, every time you think about that person and any ill feelings, you are keeping them connected to you. If you are trying to get out of an old relationship or anything that's caused you pain, and any time you think about how or what that person have done to you and you feel have hate and feeling about it, you're holding that person closer to you. I'm not saying you cannot remember it to the point where, okay, I know I'm not going to do this no more. I'm not going to put myself in this situation anymore. But when you start, inside of you start feeling, oh, my God, what did I do? I hate this person. He treated me bad, or they treated me bad, or someone did something to me and caused me all this aggravation and pain. Every time that you do that, beloved one, you are setting yourself up for more pain and more suffering. That I cannot overemphasize that to you, okay? That you are actually setting yourself up for more pain. That person who you probably have no ill feelings for, they are way gone doing something else, enjoying themselves in another place, another space, another situation, and they have no thoughts maybe of you. But you are still holding on to that person, holding on to those feelings. And not only that, you're creating more of the same. Every time you're thinking those ill thoughts about that person, you're creating more of that energy to come into you from other sources. So you have to be so very, very careful about that. You know, one thing I love about one of my archangels, that I love all the archangels because they're special beings and special in so many ways that is absolutely phenomenal. One of my favorite ones are Saint Germain. Of course, I'm not going to say favorite because all of them are favorite. But one that I kind of attuned to, or one that's kind of like in you know, my consciousness more than the other ones are, is Saint Germain. Matter of fact, I have he's looking at me right now because I have a picture of him on the wall. And I love his energy, and it just pours out. But anyway, Saint Germain says, never close your eyes at night with any feelings of hurt, anger, and even mild dislike. Because every time you enter your mind, you go to sleep with those things on your mind, you are sending them out, and you're coming back. They're figuring a way how to come back to you, okay? That was from beloved Archangel Saint Germain, okay? He says that, and he speaks power to truth. Whenever you set out, we'll come back. See, the beloved ones, the universe works in perfect order. There is no mistakes in the universe. The universe has to know how to bring about and do what it needs to do. Everyone will get what they give. So by you sitting around worrying about somebody who have done something to you and have, you know, mistreated you in some kind of way or did something that you don't like, it is not your duty to emphasize and sit there and worry about that, because the universe has already put it in perspective that that person will get what they give. Okay? And size, you are not the God who do the judging. Okay? The creator of the planet, the universal laws have already been set up. So it is not up to you to judge. Have you not read that, judge not that ye be judged? Okay? So it's not for you to sit there and judge that person based on your feelings. It's yours to release and let it go and see yourself grow from that thing, from that event. Do not waste your energy, beloved ones, not any energy, on trying to get even with someone. It's devastating when you do that, okay? Don't waste any energy trying to get even with anyone, because that will cost you more pain and more suffering than you can even imagine. Let it go. Let it go. And I know I'm not telling you it's easy to do all the time, but you let it go. And I'm also not telling you to be a doormat. I'm not telling you to allow people to take advantage of you and treat you in any kind of way. I'm not telling you to do that. But I'm telling you that do not allow them to cause you more harm by holding on to a hate in a situation. Now, by all means, if someone were trying to harm you physically, you or your family or your loved ones, in any way, it is your obligation to defend yourself by any means necessary. Okay, so I'm not saying don't get it wrong. Okay, I'm not telling you to just let people run over you and do you any kind of way. You stand up and you defend yourself. Okay, so that is, and even at the end of defending yourself, you still have to forgive them. Okay, if you're in a physical confrontation with someone and whatever happened, you still have to forgive them after it's over with. Okay, beloved one, because it's just that you can't afford to take that into your thought world, into your feeling world. You cannot do that. Okay. Now, all of my trying to do that for most people is probably one of the biggest failures for you to do when someone mistreats you do something physical to you to be able to just totally forgive them for that. Okay. But you have to do it, and most of us fail at that right away. But I'm telling you, to get to the next level and do what you need to do, you need to be able to do that. All right, okay, level one. Now, all of you who are metaphysical students, metaphysical understanding, and be aware of knowing that you create everything that shows up in your life. The law of attraction is always working, beloved ones. It never turns off. It's always creating. You are always creating things in your life. So these things that are showing up in your life and happening in your life, you are also participating in that. You're participating in that thing that came to you, that energy that came to you. So you have to understand that, hey, if I'm creating it and I'm being part of it, then I need to learn how to let go and release it and forgive it. Because I was also part of creating the situation that showed up. and it can be upsetting, but it is you know, something that you need to be able to bring and be able to utilize to your high awareness, beloved ones. Okay. Now, sometimes we have things that happen to us. Now, our family. Let's just talk about family for a minute, because family is where most of us have a lot of our challenges from all aspects of things. You see, beloved ones, your family members, so-called friends, especially your family members, are family members because they are the ones that have come here to teach you your greatest lessons. That's why you were born in that family, because those family members are here to help you to grow, to help you to be able to go and overcome a lot of obstacles. So a lot of things that happen to us in relationships, a lot of things come right out of your family. Your family people sometimes will do some of the most horrible things to you and treat you sometimes in the most horrible ways, because they are teaching you a lesson, and you agreed to that lesson when you made contracts before you came on the other side, that you would be part of this family, and that's what they would help you to do. Okay, so don't get upset with your brothers and sisters, because your family members, because they are here to teach you a lesson. Because, you know, you can walk away from your friends or people you don't know, but family members are there with you, and they are there, and it's not so easy to detach from them, because they are there for a reason in that family structure, because they come to help you to be able to grow. You agree to help each other grow, okay? So you want to be able to do that and be able to understand that. So children, you know, the children, it's really a sad thing when you see it in a way, but it's all in divine order. You see children hating and being upset with their parents, and, you know, which is really kind of crazy because they chose their parents. You see sisters and brothers holding anger toward each other, and it's going on, but that's all part of the process. So you need to be able to release and let go of those feelings, beloved one, because that is all part of the program. So we're going to go on with that, and I'll explain a little bit more how you release and let that go. So let me I just want to take a moment to explain to both the parents and the children, because that's a real sensitive thing. Then, my God, so much you hear about children not speaking to their parents, or not being attuned to their parents, or not seeing their parents in years, and parents being upset with their children because the children didn't choose the lifestyle that they wanted them to choose, or to go in the direction that they wanted them to go. The parents are upset with their children. But see, children, although they have parents, you chose your mother. You chose your father, okay? So stop blaming your parents for your mistakes. Stop blaming your parents because your life is not the way that you deem it, and you think it is your parents' fault that caused you the problem. In some cases, parents have done some things that probably may have created some hardships in children's lives, you know, but remember, you chose them, so you had some idea before you came here. You may have forgot when you came through the birth cycle, but you chose those parents. So you had some idea, and you had full knowledge of what it is that you were putting yourself into and what those parents was going to allow you to experience. So some of the hardships that your parents took you through, misused you, abused you, were some of the things that you had accepted and understood that those things were going to happen. And out of those situations, you were going to grow. Spiritually, you were going to grow. See, beloved one, planet Earth is a school. This is where we come to get life lessons, and this is how we grow through our life lessons. So do not be upset with your parents, beloved one, okay? They did the best they could do based on what they needed to do and also based on what your agreements were, okay? So also now, let me just speak to the parents for a minute. Because we all have responsibility. Parents, before I go through that part of it, you know, first of all, we should all give gratitude and thanks to our parents from the aspect of that those parents, especially the mothers, fathers did their part, but not like the mothers did their part. They utilized their bodies. They allowed you to come in through their physical body. They allowed you to go. They went through the suffering and pain to bring you here. So you really should be grateful and thankful for your mom, and especially your dad too, because he added to the process. But your mom helped you bring you through. So to be so upset with her not to go and talk to her for 2 or 3 years, or be totally disrespectful for, is totally uncalled for. You don't. That's not necessary to do that. Okay, that's really not a good thing to do. Now, on from the parents, you agreed to allow these children to come in into this earth realm using your physical body. You agreed that you would guide them and teach them and show them how to conduct themselves and how they should act and what they need to do. Parents, when your children screw up, you have to take some responsibility to it too, because you in some way may have missed the mark to not do what you needed to do in order to be able to get them to the next level. Okay? So, but you know what? None of us are perfect, and none of us are at that level where we can't say we made mistakes. So, parents, you need to not be so hard on your children from the standpoint of them not going in the direction that they went, or they did not make the choices that you want them to make. They have a right to grow in their own way. They only have a right to their life. You are only a vessel to bring them here. Okay, those children in actuality do not belong to you. You were just a vessel for them to come. So now they're expressing themselves in a way that not to your conformity or the way that you feel, but it's not up to you. Allow them to go. Love them where at, you know, who they are and whom they are. You know, sometimes children come and do different things and act different ways. Your child may come and they're gay, or they're whatever, they choose a different sex, or they decide to choose a different partner in life, you know, interracial relationships, or however it is that they do. Those are those children's choice. That's what they choose to do. So if you brought that child in, you should love him regardless of the decision that he made. As long as he's not harming himself, what is it to your matter of who he chooses to be with or what he chooses to do? Okay, you should still love that child and not be upset with him and don't speak to him no more just because they decided to do something that was not in your way. You're going around hating your children, disappointed with your children because they made a choice in their life that was for the path that they wanted to choose. So we have to be very careful, parents, that we do not get ourselves caught up in that aspect of, you know, being that concerned about who our children choose to be in their process of life and how they grow. So now you also have to understand, beloved ones, that when you came here to planet Earth, you did come, volunteered to come to school, okay? So you came here for a lesson as well. We all came here for a lesson. So we are all learning to grow here on planet Earth. That is the reason that we're all showed up, to develop our spiritual growth. Because if you didn't need no spiritual growth, you wouldn't be here on planet Earth for sure. You may be on in another planet or some other place, but you would not have been on planet Earth. Planet Earth is strictly a school, okay? And in this school process, you're here to learn. You're here to have the lessons. You're here to give lessons. And you're here to be used as God needs you for his service. God allowed us to come here for several reasons, and we were talking last week about a purpose. You know, you have a purpose that one of your purposes is to come here to serve humanity in addition to doing what you need to do as an individual spirit to grow. But you need to come here to be able to do that. So it's and we're all here striving for perfection. None is perfect, because if you were totally perfect, it would be no more need for you to be in this realm. So you're coming here to learn, to be able to strive toward that process of becoming more perfected. So in many ways that we have to grow and have to move forward in a different perspective of way that we've been doing things, okay? Because this is school. Now, let's talk a little bit about blood brothers and blood sisters, okay? We talked about children and parents, but let's talk about your siblings a little bit. Because boy, oh boy, there's some stories that go on with siblings sometimes. I heard some stories like just bone chilling, like, what? Y'all did what to each other? Yeah, and why? What did that happen? But it's all in the process of the process of what you chose, beloved one. But see, your brothers and sisters, like I said, they play a really important part. You were born with the same parents. Some of you may have different parents in different ways, but still, if the mother brought you into the world, you're brothers and sisters, okay? So, but you came here for spiritual growth, and those brothers and sisters will give you lessons like you never had. Sometimes brothers and sisters can give each other some of the most harsh lessons. I mean, stuff that really can be nerve-wracking and stuff that really make you want to just like crunch and actually want to strike out toward them in a physical way sometimes because of some of the things that brothers and sisters do to each other. But you can't do that, beloved one, because they came here to teach us, and we agreed to that teaching. See, so, beloved ones, you have to understand that your brothers and sisters are here. They're not even, some of them not even conscious of the pain and conflict they inflict upon you. But they do it because that was part of the program. That was part of your contract, okay? You had to do a contract. You had a contract, and your brothers and sisters are here to teach you how to take responsibility for yourself and to fulfill your needs. So they're helping you to grow. So you may fuss and argue and go through things, but do not allow that to cause division in your relationship with your siblings, where you go through your siblings and don't speak to. I have people tell me, I haven't spoken to my brother, my sister in 10, 12 years. What? You came here with the same mother, came in, and you haven't spoke to your brother and sister. And even Jesus tell you, you heard that if you do not love your siblings, how can you love your siblings who you have seen and known? How can you love God who you've never seen? Okay? So, beloved ones, cut out the foolishness and stop going through that. Okay? We're going to do a little exercise here at the end to show you how to release that kind of energy. Okay? But your brothers and sisters came here to do something wonderful in your life. Embrace them, even when they don't understand it. You be the bigger one, knowing that they are here to bring about real serious lessons in your life. And you're here to come and be with each other in order to do that. And one of the things that I find out that with brothers and sisters, especially if there's death in the family between one of the parents, is when you see some of the ugliness come out between brothers and sisters and siblings than you could ever believe. And that is some of the situation where people don't end up speaking to each other for 5-10 years later. You know, sometimes they don't speak to each other again ever with their brothers and sisters. And basically it's because of something materialistic. Something materialistic caused those siblings who had grew up in the same house, treated good, enjoying each other, by the time of their parents' death and there's some material gains there, they become like wild animals. They just, it's unbelievable what happens. I've seen it personally myself, so I know that it happens in families when this situation done. First of all, you're going through a grieving process. So no one is really in their clear state of mind when they're dealing with that. But then when you add greed into grievance, then you got a real problem, beloved ones. And it really doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, is it really that important to lose relationship with your brothers and sisters behind a piece of jewelry or a car or a few dollars, what people are fighting over? Is it really worth it? My God, those things that those material things that you get in your possession, after a while, you're not even going to feel attached to them, no way. But yet you have severed your relationship with your family because of foolishness that you're so committed to having this material thing. Oh, mother wanted me to have this dress. Mother wanted me to have this coat. Oh, no, the dad wanted me to have the car, not you. And that fight just goes on and on, beloved one. And you got to stop that foolishness, because it is causing you problems that beyond your understanding, then you're still going through, and that's why you're going through a lot of pain and suffering now, because you're mad with something your brother did 20 years ago. Let it go so you can be free. They're going on doing something else, enjoying life, and you still holding on to this old craziness stuff going on inside of you, and you're suffering from lack of forgiveness, you know? And like I say, hey, if Jesus was able to do it when he was going through pain, and Jesus came and taught, and you claim that you believe that you in the teaching of Jesus, then you have to learn how to forgive like Jesus. I know there's some ugly stuff that your parents have done to you, your siblings done to you, but beloved ones, let it go and watch yourself soar. Because once you get that burden off your back, and when forgiveness, see, forgiveness is not about for the other person. You forgive people for your own growth. In matter of fact, it doesn't even make a difference to you whether they accept the fact that you forgive them. And also, you can even forgive people who have passed on. You just talk to them as if they was here. Hey, Dad, I forgive you for that ugliness you did. Hey, Mom, hey, someone, I forgive you regardless of what. I understand that you were here to teach me and to show me. I'm sorry that I got angry. I forgive you. I let you go. I know that you were not perfect in any way, so I release it and let it go and let that person go on and release yourself, because you are doing it for you. You're not doing it for that other person. You are doing it to free you up so you can be free to move and do what you need to do, okay? So, beloved one, it is so, so important that you do that. Let it go. Let them go. Let it go on, and because you need to be free. You need to be able to practice this power of forgiveness on all levels of what you need to do, because being able to be free from others and what they do to you is what's holding you in a lot of spaces. It's causing you a lot of pain. It even causes you a lot of illness, beloved one. A lot of our illness is coming. We are stuck in this mode of unforgiveness. We're stuck in situation, and emotionally it's eating at us and causing damages in our cells and in our organs, because we are still holding on to that uncomfortable feeling that caused us to really not be able to get past that. You got to find a way, beloved ones. You got to find a way to understand, to get past that. And the best thing you to understand that, hey, those persons who did those things to you did those things because they were working on giving you an opportunity to grow, okay? If you can understand that and accept it from the aspect of they were giving you an opportunity to grow, knowing that in some cases they didn't even realize what they were doing themselves, then you can understand and be able to let go of that emotion feeling that you are having inside of you and causing you to be ill, causing you to feel a lot of discomfort in your life, even at this point in your life. And this incident has happened so long ago, but you are still at that point, beloved one. Now, because I'm telling you, that thing of forgiveness, that's why I'm calling it breakthrough, because if you're able to break through and come to the full understanding of what you are to do when it comes down to releasing and letting go, you are going to have a breakthrough. You are going to see things shift and change in your life like you never believed it before. You're wondering why things were going so crazy, because you're holding some stuff from the past that doesn't even make any sense no more, and the other person's way gone, and you're still holding on to it. And see, I talk to you from experience because I've been there. I know. And when I learned to get to the point of letting it go, learning to cut it back regardless of how it appeared to be, because I bought into it too. I'm part of the reasoning why it happened. I understand the law of attraction. So, hey, I understand. So I let it go, and my life began to take a different path. And it will work for you too, beloved ones, if you just forgive and let go and constantly move in that space of understanding that those people are not were not here to cause you direct harm, but they were here to be able to help you to grow in your whole process. Okay? So now I want to talk to you about one of the most important things that on forgiveness, and that is the forgiveness of yourself. Oh, beloved ones, this is so, so important that you learn to forgive you for your past errors, your past ways, the mistakes that you have made in your life. Oh my God, beloved ones, you came here to learn. You came here to have experiences. You came here to have hard knocks. Life is not a bowl of roses. However, go is not meant to be there. You're meant to come here to have experiences that were not very comfortable, very good. But the fact is that you went through it, and that you had those experiences with just experiences. They're not for you to hold on to feel beat yourself up every day for some mistake you made 10 years ago, or some relationship you got in 10 years ago. Oh, I shouldn't have married that person. They were so horrible to me, and it caused my life so much problems and discomfort. So what? Hey, that person came and teach you lies. You both agreed to do it at the time. Let it go. Don't stop beating yourself up about that. That person going on, have another relationship, maybe married again or in another relationship with someone else. What the heck? Let it go. You still suffering, and they going on about their way. Someone took something from you. Oh, you know, they robbed me and took my money and having a problem. Well, guess what? The universe has probably already paid them back. They probably suffering more than you suffer. If they took something from you, they are suffering more than they're taking from you. And so you have no reason to sit there and worry about somebody taking your money, taking your whatever. You know, as long as they ain't taking your life, whatever else they take, the universe will already take care of that. So do not beat yourself up about doing that, beloved ones. I want you to, you know, when you get up the show, you go look at yourself in the mirror. And you say to yourself, I forgive myself for all imperfections and inharmony and conflicts that have caused my life to be painful. Let me repeat that to you. I want you to say, I forgive myself for all of my imperfections, inharmony, conflicts that have caused my life to be painful, because I am free from that. That was my past. So I'm not going through that anymore, and I totally forgive me. You know, beloved ones, you are all children of a Most High God. You're all children of a higher being. So you are all love. So learn to start loving yourself, okay? Learn to start loving yourself and forgive yourself for your mistakes. You were not perfect. You didn't come here to you're striving for perfection. And if you can be and get to that state of perfection in this lifetime and don't have to come back, do your ascension, don't have to come back, hey, all praises be to you. But for a lot of souls who have been here hundreds of times, they're coming here still in the learning process. And so they have to realize that they have made mistakes, and they aren't going to continue to make mistakes. But just because you make a mistake doesn't mean that you're supposed to hold on to that mistake to the point where it is causing you pain, beloved ones. You know, causing you pain because you are a special being, and you came here to do special things. So you have to learn to really, really forgive yourself, beloved ones. It's even more important than forgiving your others is forgiving you, because you are the being that have to live with yourself for the rest of your life. And by you holding on to those mistakes that you made that caused you pain is only bringing you more pain. So every time you think about the things that are painful to you, guess what? You get in a cycle of life where you keep bringing the same things in your life, and you wonder, why is this not changing? Why am I not rising above this situation? Because you're still holding on to the past. You're still holding on to the past. So if you want to free yourself, you have to free yourself of those things that you're feeling guilty about. If guilt is down inside of you, resentment is down inside of you, and you are, and this ain't got nothing to do with no one else but other than forgiving yourself. I told you that forgiveness is about your growth, not about anyone else's growth. Even when it comes down to things which people have done to you, and when you forgive them, you're releasing them. You know, so and releasing you and releasing them. Mostly you're releasing yourself from being attached to them. You don't want to be attached to them no more. You don't want to have that pain no more. Then forgive them. You don't want to feel that ill feeling going on inside of you about that being, that other person, or that other situation. Forgive them. And then you will find yourself detached from them because you have done what you needed to do. You have set that law in motion there that emotion is gone because you have allowed it to flow, because that was all part of your learning experience and to have those experiences. So now it's done. You've grown from that situation, and now that you are allowing it to go and be aware of your consciousness of being into a different space and place, and you will no longer have those sufferings, beloved one. I'm telling you, and this thing about forgiveness is universal. Forgiveness is more. I wish I've learned about it much younger in my life to be able to totally just let go of all those things that were uncomfortable to me and all the things that I thought were such horrible things that the adult people around me did to me, it did through me, and allow it to happen to me. You know, I had no idea that I signed up for those things, and those people signed up to bring those things into my life. So now that you have full understanding and consciousness of how the yin and yang of life go, then you have no reason to hold on to these ill feelings anymore, beloved ones. You just get up and let go and release yourself from that. Now, I'm going to give you a challenge, beloved one, that's going to really help you to grow. And I'm going to take the challenge to do, because I'm in the same situation with a thing or two myself in my life. Still, when you find someone that you know that you need to forgive, beloved one, there is somebody in your family, someone in your circle that has done something to you or you done something to them that you need to be able to have forgiveness. I want you to take the challenge today, tomorrow. Pick up the phone, send a text, send an email to that person and tell them you forgive them and you release them of all their whatever, okay? Regardless of whether they respond to you, regardless of whether they pick up the phone to answer you, regardless of whether they text you back, it doesn't make any difference to you, because you are freeing yourself from them and that situation. You're relieving that pain out of your consciousness. So you do that for yourself. You do that. If it's more than one person, do as much as you need to do to those folks that you need to forgive. Like I said, even if they have passed into the other dimension, you can still forgive them. So that's your assignment for today, for tomorrow. You know, pick up the phone, text, do something, and tell somebody you forgive them irregardless. Even if they hang the phone up on you, they don't care. You don't care. You're doing this for you, not for them so much, okay? I mean, it's okay if they embrace this. That's even better. Because at that time, when they accept your forgiveness, they're releasing themselves too, because more than likely they're holding on to ill feelings as well. So if they accept it, that's wonderful. That means that both of you are being healed and both of you are being free. But if they don't, hey, so what? Your key is that you're freeing yourself so you can be all that you can be. You can be that special being that God sent you here to be. So you can be able to be more of a giver and more of a motivational for others to be able to release yourself to do what you need to do. So you need to free yourself of those things, beloved one. So today, focus on doing the forgiveness work and realize that life will shift and change for you in a way that you have no idea of how that will come about. But it's not for you to try to figure it out. It is for you to take the action to do that, and you will begin to see. You will be so happy that you would be, and more than likely, in a way, the other person will be happy too that you have totally released them, because you freed them, and they didn't even know that you freed them, you know. But they will feel it, and that means there's 2-3 freed people now because of that one action that you have taken. So take the high road, beloved one. Be the big one. Be the one that make the call, make the text, do whatever you need to do to release yourself, and hopefully you can release them at the same time. But anyway, both of you are going to grow, and it's going to be something wonderful and something that you're going to really bring into your life and be able to do and be. But loving ones, we'll come to another Sunday that's Breakthrough Sunday, and hopefully that you got something here that you can utilize, because if you do implement the things that I've talked to you about today, you are going to have a breakthrough. Life will shift and change for you in a way that you're totally amazed how it's going to happen, how it's going to work for you. Okay? So try it. No, hey, don't accept my word for it. Try it and see what happens. Okay? Just try it and see what happens. You will be amazed, okay? You know that God expects it of you. He gave you these laws for you to utilize and to be able to enhance your life. So that's one of the laws of the universe, forgiveness. So utilize the beloved one and make your life better. So let's do prayer, and we're going to close out. But I wanted to give you my website for all of you who don't have it. Go to www.theholisticministry.com. You can leave a message. Hey, send me a message down at the bottom. You can see it says contact. Send me a message. Let me know how you're enjoying the show, whether you have questions, you have a prayer need, or some kind of way that we can assist each other. I'm here to be of service to you, beloved ones. I'm grateful for you. And also, if you choose, you can donate on that page. That's up to you, okay? But I just want you to be able to understand and be able to go to the website and read and see what's there can enhance your life. Because it's all about enhancing your life. That's what I'm here for, to enhance your life. I'm here to be your reminder, because most of you know these things already, but you just need to be reminded of what it is that you already knew and already aware of, okay? So often, so much is going on in life that we need to be reminded sometimes of that special being and special oneness that we are. And that's what I'm here to remind you, that you are special in the eyesight of God, and you're special in all that you do. You're special for all those who you are touch and affect. So, beloved one, allow your specialness to come out. So free yourself from those pains and discomfort by using the power of forgiveness. Okay? Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks, God. Thank you, God, so much for allowing us to be here this Sunday, allowing us to take in the word, and allowing us to understand that power that beloved Jesus brought to us on the cross with the power of forgiveness. Allow us to be able to be that consciousness, that we too can use that power that Jesus knew was so powerful. Give us the power to release our emotions and not hold on to things that we know is not good for us, and to be able to release ourselves from and be able to ascend from those ways that conflict us and hold us down and hold us bogged down with other beings and things that are causing us conflict inside of ourselves. Give us the power to release them from our own being. Most of all, give us the power, God, to release others from all the discomfort and all the pain that we have caused them, because we know that none of us are perfect here on this planet. We're striving for perfection, God. So thank you for giving us the knowledge and the wisdom and the right mind to be able to do that which we know is in our highest good. And we continue to grow, God, with your strength and your power inside of us, knowing that we are all connected in this wonderful universal plane. And we know, God, that things are happening and we may not understand them, but it is not for us to judge, because you are in perfect divine order. Everything to come together in the matter that it is. So we give thanks and praises, dear God, for this wonderful day. And we pray, God, for the week to come, that we will all be blessed and protected, and that the white light of protection should surround all my beloved listeners. Keep them in your white light and allow that energy to flow into them. Allow that white light of healing power to enter into the crown of their heads and infiltrate their bodies. Allow every cell and every tissue and every organ in their body to be totally healed and totally made well, and bring forth all the emotion and release all the pains. Allow that energy to flow inside of them. Allow them to be more moved toward that state of perfection. So we say thank you, God, and give us all safety and protection as we go through this week. We say thank you, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. You have no idea how grateful I am that you tuned in and took time out of your busy schedule today. Maybe you're not so busy, because we're all kind of like home in some kind of way. But anyway, for just tuning in, you could have been doing anything. You could have been doing something else, but you tuned in. And for that, I'm grateful. I love you. Peace and love to you. And so it is.